Tashlich, Part 4. When is it to be recited and how? Before Mincha, after Mincha, before sunset, after sunset, first day of Rosh Hashanah, another time, and so on and so forth. So interestingly, in the original Minhag that's recorded in the Maharil, as well as the Ramah, it does not state anything regarding the question of when the Tashlich Minhag is to be performed. It simply states that the custom is to do so. However, in the later Achreinim, in the Magen Avraham, the Alter Rebbe, both in the Shulchan Aruch and his Siddur, and in the Kisvei Arizal and other Sifrei Kabbalah, and likewise, so is recorded in other Achreinim such as the Matei Ephraim and Mishnah Berurah and Kaf HaChayim, it states a specific time for when Tashlich is to be performed. And they write that it should be performed specifically on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and specifically after the prayer of Mincha, and specifically before Shkia. Now, not everyone is accustomed like this opinion, and there are many Hasidic communities who are even initially accustomed to recite Tashlich not on Rosh Hashanah, but on Erev Yom Kippur, or the day beforehand, which is known as Yom Shleish Esrei Midos. The Munkatra in Shai Yisach actually brings a proof of this from the Minhag of Reb Chaim Vital, from which it is implied that he said Tashlich during the weekday and not on Yontif. Practically each community is to follow their custom, and the custom amongst Chabad Chassidim as well as most of world Jewry, Sephardim and Ashkenazim, is to do so specifically on the first day of Rosh Hashanah after Mincha before sunset. Now, in a time of need that you are not able to recite it after Mincha, then you can recite it before Mincha. So if you feel you're not going to have enough time to walk to the river during daytime after the conclusion of Mincha from when it is scheduled, then you can go before Mincha and say it beforehand. Likewise, if for whatever reason you didn't yet say it and it's already after sunset, it may still be said even after sunset up until Tzeisek Echavim. So concludes the Matei Ephraim in chapter 5, 98. Furthermore, if for whatever reason one didn't say Tashlich on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, he should say it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Some say when doing it on the second day, you should do it after Musaf and not after Mincha, but others maintain you should still do it after Mincha as is normally done. If you couldn't go on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, then it can be done any time during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and the best time to do it during Aseres Yemei Tshuva is Yom Yud Gimel Midis, which is the day before Erev Yom Kippur. In the event that one didn't do Tashlich and it's ready after Yom Kippur, seemingly until Hashanah Rabbah, there's still an inyan to do so, and you may still do so. In the event that Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we find a debate amongst the Achreinim whether you should say Tashlich on the first day, which is Shabbos, or wait until the second day. And practically, the Chabad custom in this matter is to wait until the second day of Rosh Hashanah to say Tashlich. We will now discuss the order and kavanas of Tashlich. So the order of Tashlich, as written in the Siddur of the Alter Rebbe, consists of saying a number of psukim from Sefer of Micha, starting with Mikael Kamaicha, as well as a number of psukim from Tehillim. When reciting the verse of Micha Maicha and the other verses after it, one is to intend to the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, as written in the Siddur, as that pasuk corresponds to the 13 attributes of mercy that we try to draw down during the saying of Tashlich. One does not verbalize the 13 attributes of mercy and simply intends them in his mind while saying the psukim. Afterwards, when recites the pasuk of Min HaMeitzar from Tehillim, which corresponds to the 9 midas of Hashem Erech HaPayim, one then says Kapitul Lamed Gimel of Ranu Tzadikim LaHashem, and then says the pasuk of Lo Yareyu from Yeshaya, and concludes with the Yehi Ratzon, a prayer to God regarding the tefillas that we just said. It's recorded in the Achreinim based on Kisvei HaArizal, and likewise brought in Sefer HaMinhagim, that upon the conclusion of Tashlich, one should shake the corners of his talus. This represents the shaking off of the klipas, which we got rid of when we said Tashlich. Some shake it already when they say the pasuk of Esishlach b'mtsulis yam, although the Chabad custom is to shake it specifically at the end of Tashlich. Likewise, while some are not particular to shake the talus, but rather the corner of their garments, our custom is specifically shake the corner of the tzitzis. With this, we conclude our series on the prayer and custom of Tashlich. And in summary of what we learned that Tashlich is to be recited after Mincha, prior to sunset on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, near a river or well or spring that contains live fish, and it is best to be recited in a river that's outside the city at the conclusion of Tashlich, when shakes the end of his talus katan. which symbolizes getting rid of the klipas, and therefore some are particular to shake it over a body of water, just as they say tashlich near it.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.